All right, Rob, coming up in a bit, I want to get to some of the things that Nate Taylor had to say when he joined the Midday Show. Shout out to Nate Taylor. Let's talk about this. Now, I want to get this out of the way early in the show, Rob, because I know around 4:15, 4:30, you got to cut more audio. You got to take more phone calls. You got to upload the podcast page. Sometimes you get a little surly, and I get it, you know? Nobody wants to work at work, you know? How do you think people are going to remember Isaiah Pacheco? Because there was a time, I remember that Isaiah Pacheco was one of the more popular players on the team. Now, I'm not saying he was a Kelce or a Mahomes or a Chris Jones, but it wasn't that long ago that the Chiefs were winning Super Bowls and Isaiah Pacheco was at the front dancing all in the videos. There wasn't that long ago when Isaiah Pacheco was getting memed and people were laughing and we loved his run style and he was little poppy and all people used to love Isaiah Pacheco. There really is two versions of Pacheco. Man, the version that they had the first 2 years was a very productive, capable running back. As a rookie, 170 carries for 830 yards and 5 touchdowns. His second year, 205 carries, 935 yards, 7 touchdowns, could catch the ball out of the backfield, could pass block, could do the little things that you needed them to do, and they won a Super Bowl with Isaiah Pacheco as their running back. And then the second half of the contract has completely fallen apart. He had 310 yards last year in a very injury-riddled season, and this past year, he had 462 yards rushing in another injury-filled season, and he wasn't the best running back on their roster. There really is a before the injury with Isaiah Pacheco and an after the injury with Isaiah Pacheco. This is what I don't fault him for, and I think that he was unfairly put in a situation. I think it was kind of clear at the end of year three that the Chiefs needed to move in a different direction, and it was time to move on from Isaiah Pacheco. Now, they rolled the dice, and they gambled that Pacheco could go back to being the same running back that he was. And basically, their entire run game philosophy was that Pacheco was going to bounce back. They were wrong. He didn't. I mean, this organization spent the 251st pick on Isaiah Pacheco. So regardless of how the last 2 years have gone, the fact that they got almost 1,800 yards rushing in the first 2 years with the 251st overall pick is an overwhelming win. The fact that there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, where we looked at their offense and said they only got three guys that you can count on. One is Rashee Rice, one is Travis Kelce, and one is Isaiah Pacheco is an overwhelming positive. And I think what you saw is after the injury, he just wasn't the same. One of the flaws that I think we all have, and I put myself in this conversation, is whenever a guy gets hurt and then he comes back and he's healthy, or a guy gets hurt and then he gets surgery, we think you come back and you are good as new. And that was not the case with Isaiah Pacheco. He was never healthy in the second half of last season and probably shouldn't have come back. I think that messed with his mental. I think physically he wasn't the same player. He certainly hasn't run with the same reckless abandon the last couple of years. And then this year, when they were asking him to be that same guy that helped you go to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, he doesn't have that ability. He doesn't have that ability anymore. He's not that guy anymore. The Chiefs held on to Isaiah Pacheco a season too long. And that is much more of an organization flaw to me than it is about Isaiah Pacheco. I'm going to remember Pacheco as a tough, hard runner who was really good in the teammate, who was a really good guy to be around. And just, he was a joke that you kept telling too many times. That was really funny the first couple of times, but by the third and fourth time that you've heard the joke, it had just lost all of its effectiveness. And I don't think that that's his fault. Regardless of what happens this offseason with Isaiah Pacheco, I'm going to have very positive feelings about the kind of player that he was and the impact that he had on the roster when he was healthy. And I'm not going to hold it too much against him. From years, once we get further removed from this thing, I'm not really going to hold it too much against Pacheco these last 18 months or so, because I firmly believe that the organization put him in a bad spot these last 2 years.
I really hope you're correct, because that's how he should be remembered. He should go down as a guy who ended up being a success story as a seventh round pick. Like, it's a little bit cross you'll understand the analogy. If Breshard Smith has the career that Isaiah Pacheco had in Kansas City, that's a win from a seventh round pick running back. That's how I hope that he gets remembered. I just worry because of the injury in 24 and him being bad in 25 and the run game being the major issue in 25 and all those things, if there's going to be a sour taste in fans' mouths. Now, time heals all wounds. Like, you know, when Daniel Sorensen eventually left Kansas City, most people said, see you later, good riddance. But I think fans eventually remember, oh, the block, the fourth down stop on the fake punt for the Texans, those sorts of things. The way you're describing him is how he should be described. I think he should be the way that Royals fans view Paulo Orlando. When times were good, he's good. When times are bad, he's not good enough to elevate you out of bad times, and there's nothing wrong with that from a seventh-round running back. But I do worry that 2025 was so bad, and he was part of the reason it was so bad, and the run game was this monstrosity that they're going to point to him and say, well, 2025 was bad, and one of the reasons is they bet on Isaiah Pacheco, which will be unfair to his NFL career.
I do think when it comes to Pacheco, and this is like me not throwing no shade at you, Rob, I promise, I do think that Isaiah Pacheco kind of represents a flawed thinking and maybe an archaic thinking of the running back position. When you and I first started this journey, you were really big on turn and burn. Don't spend big time resources on a running back. You can find one in the fifth, sixth round. You can get as much as you can about that guy. When he breaks, what does it matter? You throw him away. Like a toy you get when you take your kid to the circus. Everybody has those little lash up flighty, those little flashy light up toys. You know that toy's not going to last you 3 months, but you know what? In the meantime, your kid's going to have a fit. If you don't get them that toy, you got to buy it. And when it breaks later, you'll deal with it then. That's how we talked about running backs when Isaiah Pacheco first started his career. Man, the league has changed a lot in the 4 years since Isaiah Pacheco has been there. Man, look at these other teams in the National Football League. Man, nobody is just throwing out there a seventh round pick at running back and hoping for the best. That's not the way the league is in 2026. Look at Seattle. Look at Chicago. Look at Philadelphia. Look at the Rams. Look at these teams that you think can win the Super Bowl. Man, nobody right now has the turn and burn. We're not going to spend resources at the running back position. And when it breaks, oh, well, we'll just start over. No, teams are building their offense around the ability to run the football and incorporating that guy into things that you want to do. So the Isaiah Pacheco model, it actually worked in 2022. Hey, why would you spend a high draft pick? Man, you can find a running back anywhere. They're a dime a dozen. We just like there were coins in the couch. Man, no, they're not. Not the ones that you want to keep and not the ones that you think are going to hold up over their rookie contract. And now I think in hindsight, you know exactly why Isaiah Pacheco was a seventh round pick. For a guy who was very productive, you can certainly see how a guy like that falls through the cracks. Doesn't really have a lot of home run speed, but boy, does he try hard. And you want to root for a guy like that. You want to root for a guy who runs hard, who puts his shoulder down, who's willing to put his body on the line. But in some ways, ultimately, I mean, can't you argue that cost him his career? Isaiah Pacheco ain't got too much longer in the league. Isaiah Pacheco ain't playing 10 years in the National Football League. Isaiah Pacheco has maybe two, maybe three more years left in the league. But boy, when you were good, when you were healthy, before you broke down, you were a productive player. You weren't a superstar running back by any means, but you certainly were a good 1A, 1B type running back. You were a thunder and lightning part of a combination kind of running back. And again, for the 251st overall pick to be a guy who runs for 935 yards, even with the information that we have about how the second half of that contract went, Isaiah Pacheco's draft was an A.